Thank you, Kevin. Now for our next batch of news, in which we hear about the latest happenings in local businesses. We have the closure of a branch of Boots, the retirement of a popular landlord, a brewery getting a good order, and the pedestrianisation of St Benedict Street, suffering some major criticism. We first hear how a Norwich hairdresser coped with the new regulations when reopening last Saturday.
As hairdressers and barbershops open their doors for the first time in 3 months, men and women across Norfolk have left their lockdown locks behind. Despite the change in our salons, many were just relieved to let the professionals get their hands on their hair in needing of some TLC. From a cut and colour to a close shave, the day marked another step towards normality. A spa hair salon in Norwich welcomed back its first clients, and its owner, Michelle Garrard, said their phone has been going non-stop for those wanting appointments. She said, "For us, it's not so different because we have always had one person per stylist, and because it's quite big in here and there is only three of us, we just spread ourselves out. What we are trying to do is get the same household in, because we do a lot of families. This afternoon we have a mum and her two daughters, and it will just be them in the salon. We are so happy to see our clients again."
The Boots Pharmacy on Coleman Road is due to shut down in August, with the company insisting it is not a decision that it took lightly. The national company, which runs many of the county's pharmacies, has opted not to renew the lease on the branch when it expires on August the 8th. Roger Ryan, who represents the university ward on Norwich City Council, which the branch is in, said, "It seems a crazy decision to close a pharmacy during a global pandemic, so I'm really going to fight it. With everything that is going on, people are relying so much on medication, so pharmacies are more important than ever. I've been contacted by quite a few people who just don't know where else they're going to go." The closure will not leave the ward completely without a branch of the pharmacy, with another located on Bluebell Road at the University Medical Centre. However, with this also being the medical centre relied upon by students at the University of East Anglia, it will become more stretched during term time.
Hey Kim Scully, known as Kim, has stepped down as landlord from the Steam Packet on Crown Road. He decided not to renew his lease, which ended in March, in order to retire and take things a bit easier. Mr. Scully, who was born in Casablanca in Morocco, confirmed a new landlord will be taking over the pub. During his career at the pub, Mr. Scully said his best memories were having fun with the customers. He added, "We had football, music and party people, and they were all the best, and I used to party with them. One of the special things about it was that we always had bands playing in there, and the time I've been told it had the best jukebox in Norwich." Once the pandemic is over, Mr. Scully hopes to spend time in Marrakesh to work on a farm with rescued, mistreated donkeys. But he said he would never leave Norwich, which became his home after he studied at a language school in the city at the age of 22. "Once coronavirus is finished, I will be drinking at the Steam Packet, and I hope to see all my former customers, and I will be partying with everyone."
Barsham Brewery is unique in that everything from planting the barley seed to bottling the beer is done within a few miles of the West Barsham estate near Fakenham. The firm brews tipples such as Barsham Oaks, Mr. Shanks, Pilgrim's Pale Ale, Golden Close IPA, Norfolk Topper and Stout Robin. A new deal will see the beers available at 10 pubs, including St Andrew's Brewhouse and the Georgian Townhouse in Norwich. Barsham Brewery will supply the City Pub Group's East Anglian pubs with its renowned beers for 3 years, but in due course is hoping to extend the deal further. Clive Watson, Executive Chairman of City Pub Group, said, "We have carefully selected Barsham Brewery because it produces a very well-established, broad range of award-winning beers that are beautifully brewed.
Richard Bainbridge of Benedict's in Norwich's St Benedict Street was hoping that he would be assigned some outdoor space to add much-needed covers to his restaurant. However, after it was announced the city centre street would be temporarily pedestrianised, Mr Bainbridge was told he could not have space outside his site due to a zebra crossing. Norfolk County Council, which is in charge of the plans, has confirmed it is looking at the option of extending seating closer to the crossing. The crossing is not directly outside the family-run business's front door, but seating access has still been denied on account of road markings. The great British menu chef said, "We have the zigzag markings on the road outside our restaurant, but the road is going to be pedestrianised anyway." Due to the potential loss of customers to other businesses, Mr Bainbridge has said he may delay opening the venue until September.
The owner of some businesses on St Benedict Streets has said that they will continue to park their vehicles along the road, which is due to ban cars from next week, to stop the council from setting up outdoor seating. The businesses in question are not those in the hospitality sector and are concerned about delivery, accessibility and health and safety. Gail Watling, owner of Red's newsagent, said, "I don't have a problem with the pedestrianisation. I have a problem with the way it's been done. I worry about how delivery vehicles and emergency service vehicles will get up and down the street." The plan was announced earlier this month to support the many restaurants on the road and following public consultation. Mark Hedge, manager at Music Store Cooks, said, "We deal in a lot of very heavy items, which in the age of the internet we need to ship overnight, or we're not competing at the same level. We're already hearing from delivery drivers that they won't be able to get down our street." A spokeswoman from Norfolk County Council said, "We recently consulted on the proposed temporary changes, which received overwhelming public support. The consultation was carried out through a range of methods, and in our careful consideration of the responses received, we need to balance the needs of all businesses, residents, and the wider public."